Anyone who's ever had the good fortune to visit New Orleans knows there's something special, something almost magical about the city. Once you've been, you'll never forget it. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick has two novels to share from the Big Easy. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. The literature of New Orleans, like its food, its holidays, and its weather, is in a class by itself. Think Tennessee Williams, Walker Percy, Anne Rice, Ellen Gilchrist. Two of its native daughters debut this month with fiction rooted in a deep knowledge of the place and its culture. C. Morgan Babb's novel, The Floating World, is the most striking New Orleans novel inspired by Hurricane Katrina so far, a story as complex and nonlinear as the map of the Crescent City. The Boisdirais family is interracial in a way that's uniquely New Orleans. A Creole artist descended from freed slaves, married to a white Garden District psychiatrist whose mother went to the supermarket with white gloves on. Joe and Tess have two daughters, Del and Cora. Del lives in New York and works at a museum. Cora, still in New Orleans, struggles with mental illness and depression. She dates a black man named Troy. When the evacuation begins, Joe and Tess leave for Houston, but Cora refuses to go with them. This novel is New Orleans to the bone, a detailed reconstruction of the physical and emotional geography of the city before, during, and after the tragedy, its social strata, its racial complications, the zillion cultural details that define its character, the parrots in the palm trees, the pork in the green beans, the vein in the shrimp. Quote, he was seduced by her to start with because she reminded him of his city, of the luxurious wetness of a tropical summer, that dangerous fertility and somnolence, the smells of jasmine and oak and varnish and green peppers frying, the delicious languor of the days. That unmistakable New Orleans feel also permeates Margaret Wilkerson Sexton's novel, A Kind of Freedom. Sexton cycles among the stories of three generations of a black New Orleans family. She begins in 1944 with Evelyn, a teenager who has just come out at a debutante ball, walking home with her sister from classes at Dillard University. She's about to meet Renard, a boy from a poorer neighborhood, to whom her doctor father will strenuously object. The story follows Renard to war, where he suffers the unique ironies of a soldier defending a country that considers him less than a full citizen. In the second narrative, set in 1986, Evelyn and Renard's daughter Jackie has a new baby, but has recently lost her pharmacist husband, Terry, to crack. She's living in the projects, nursing little TC, trying desperately to hang on to her job at a daycare center. In the summer of 2010, post-Katrina, that boy, TC, will be getting out of prison just in time for the birth of his own son, whose mother will have nothing to do with him unless he cleans up his act. Surely he thinks he can do one last deal before he takes his Aunt Ruby's offer of work in her law office. By the time TC reaches this crossroads, the destruction of the family's hopes by the relentless action of racism is almost complete. In three generations, they've gone from a nice upper-middle-class home and debutante balls to subsidized housing in the projects and jail. What doesn't change is the dream that the next generation, now a little boy named Malik, will have a better chance.
The books are Margaret Wilkerson Sexton's A Kind of Freedom and C. Morgan Babb's The Floating World. You can find more information about these books, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.